What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with Ladies and Gents podcast episode. Ladies and Gents is all about relationship topics, you know, social news, and everything else in between. So let's get into this topic of this month, January 2024, and Happy New Year to you guys as well. This topic is very near and dear to my heart because I've struggled many times in many areas trying to figure out or pinpoint maybe an issue that I clearly didn't understand, or maybe a situation I wasn't wholeheartedly thinking correctly, or maybe the fact that I dealt with these woman issues that take place in our family history that I don't understand. You know, and as I sat down with my counselor before the new year, she pinpointed a very, very, you know, thing, a very thing, minute thing that I overlook. And she says, you know, in order to forgive, you got to understand. And I was like, what does she mean by that? She said, in order to forgive, you got to understand. You cannot forgive if you don't understand. You know, it's like when people make mistakes or they do something to offend you or they do something that hurt you. If you never understood or realized why they did it, you'll never forgive them. And I was like, wow, that's deep. Many of us don't realize why we have so much diseasement in our bodies, because we never forgave, because we didn't understand. And a lot of mothers and daughters carry on generation patterns over time because there was no understanding. There was no verbal communication. There was no history lesson that came along with, hey, this is how my mom was growing up, or this is how my grandmother was, or my great-grandmother was, or whatever. Nobody talked about it. And some of those things stayed bottled up. Some of those issues stayed, you know, on the tip of our heart, and we never got a chance to verbalize it. We never got a chance to sit down and say, hey, look, this is what it really means to me, you know, or you really hurt me then, or you really did this. And so we look at a mother's and daughter's relationship, and we think that's the most wonderful spiritual bond most of us will have. And a lot of us don't get to experience that. I remember watching, you know, Oprah interview Whoopi Goldberg, and she was like, oh my God, I watched you and your mom on The Set of Color Purple and how you guys had this wonderful relationship. And Oprah asked her, what is that like? She never got to experience that. Many of us never get to experience that. And I heard someone tell me, before I have a kid, I need to fix what's going on between what me and my mom have. Do we have a decent relationship? Can I talk with her? Can I share confidential information with her? Is she going to, you know, ridicule me? Is she going to bring up my past? Is she going to, you know, throw darts at me, throw rocks at my glass house? Is she going to comfort me in my time of need? Because if I'm hurting, if I'm steaming from anything of the past, I'm going to pass that on to the next generation. And many of our parents didn't get to verbalize themselves growing up. Because think about it, they were in survival mode as black women. As a black American, African-American in America, a lot of them didn't get to verbalize any of that. They just had to do what they had to do. And certain things roll over into the next generation. They roll over into the next generation, and they keep rolling over. Because, you know, we can go to school and get all the education we need, but we sometimes miss the education we need to grow. We miss the education we need to bring each other together, to harmonize, to fellowship, to say, hey, you know what, I'm sorry. To say, you know what, hey, I want to fix this. To say, hey, you know what, we need to break this. And we continue on certain cycles because we don't want to understand. In order to understand, you end up forgiving. You end up setting aside what happened long time ago, and you bring things to the front and center, and you say, you know what, this is what matters to me. But think about when it don't matter. When you're trying to get someone to understand where you're coming from, or you're trying to have this relationship with a person that is still, you know, living in a cemetery of the past. You have two different souls. One that still has issues, and one that's still trying to get these issues to get to say, hey, look, let's stop it here. And when you have this relationship with your mother and you're trying to get to a common ground, that could be the hardest thing. Because sometimes the mom is the issue and sometimes the daughter is the issue. And sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's very much both. But if one person is trying and the other person is pulling back, what do you do? Like I said, I remember working in Atlanta, and a young girl came up to me, and she's like, can I talk to you? I was like, sure. She said, I just don't understand why me and my mom just don't get along. She said she loved them boys to death, but when it come to me, I seem to be a problem to her. I said, because she holding on to something that went on in her lifetime before you got here. Maybe it's something you did she ain't willing to let go of. Maybe it's something you're doing right now she don't even want to tell you. Once again, lack of understanding, lack of communication. Some things are better, you know, you don't even have to say nothing. You can tell how a person treats you. And it don't seem, and you wonder why women go off and they do certain things, or they act out in certain ways, or they can't, you know, they fail in relationships, because the very spiritual relationship they needed, that bond that they needed, even though the mother is the doctor's job to cut the umbilical cord, or somebody's job to cut the umbilical cord. I don't care who's there, they could cut it. But that spiritual bond between that mother and that daughter should be unbreakable. If you can't go to your mama, who do you go to? Many parents are looking for respect, but they don't want to respect their children, their older children. You cannot ask for something. Of course, you did your job raising me. You did your job, you know, caring for me. But now I'm caring for myself. Don't bring me down when I'm trying to build myself up. Don't bring me down by bringing up the past, because it has nothing to do with my future. It has nothing to do with that. Don't tear me apart when I'm trying to put myself together and I'm trying to get myself, you know, at an even playing ground. Don't tear me down, because I'm not a kid anymore. Even though the Bible does say this, honor and respect your parents. And many of us, women, men, many of us like, well, how do I honor and respect someone who does not honor and respect me? Even though we know this in the Bible. Some parents are very narcissistic. Some parents don't want to let go. Some parents don't see that they have a problem. Because they the parent. God did not give you that role to say you're always right. He did not give you that role to say that you're never wrong. He did not give you that role as a parent. Yes, your job is to provide, to take care of that. But you can't hold that over that kid's head. Because that was a kid then. That's what you were supposed to do. Showing love, showing the support, getting to the point where you have an understanding between both people, not just one-sided. That's where the conflict comes in at. That's where the issues come in at. Is, you know, saying, you know what, I kind of understand where you're coming from. I don't agree, but I understand where you're coming from, that part. You know what? I don't like what you did, but you know what? I can't uphold you and you're wrong. You know, just being honest. Not yelling, not screaming, not cussing. Just, hey, look, we need to have a conversation. And many parents get offended. Some mothers get offended when their daughters come talk to them, saying, hey, mom, we need to have a woman-to-woman conversation. Like, something is half-assed here. Excuse my language. But something ain't right here. I can't, you know, yeah, you can honor and love your parents to an extent, but if you're hurting inside, if there's something that just ain't right inside, how do you continue that love and honor? How do you honor and obey or show the respect when it's only one-sided? Because once again, you're not a kid anymore. You may be that parent's child, but you're not a kid anymore. We grow up to be adults who have children, and there's an expectation. There's a huge expectation. And I never want to say my mom is right, and I never want to say she's wrong. But I will say, you know what, Mom, I don't agree with that. I see where you're coming from, but I don't agree with that. You know, I think when I was younger, I probably was slick at the mouth. I probably was a little disrespectful. But as I gotten older, I see the difference. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm chill now, you know, but I was full of hormones, you know. Like some parents, like I said, they grew up in a time they had nothing but respect for their parents. But then you raise children in a different time. They see different things. They learn different things. They realize they have a voice. It's not that they're trying to be disrespectful. They're trying to either grab your attention or they're trying to say, hey, listen to me just for a minute. Just this is who I am. And some daughters never get to show their mom who they are. Some moms are expecting too much out of their kids. Some moms don't expect anything. Some moms just don't care. But when you're a child and you see certain things in your neighborhood and you see certain things between your peers, you kind of have a loss. You kind of have this loss like, hey, man, I wish I had that. You have your heart desire. It thrives for it. You're thinking like, man, what did I do wrong? Sometimes that ain't what you did wrong. It's the fact that, like I said, is a lack of misunderstanding and no forgiveness. Don't hold what that child did when I was a child because it was immature. You know, that child, you know, even in their 20s, I could see if they're in their 30s and 40s, and they got some sense. But somewhere past 25, they woke up. That's not fair. Because there's a level of diseasement that takes place on the body when you don't come to an even ground and say, you know what, hey, we can't live like this. It's not fair. It's not fair to each individual, whoever the victim is, whoever the accuser is, whoever is. It's not fair. And mothers and daughters struggle in this area. Sometimes I see, you know, I sometimes look at people like, you know what, that's what's up. You get along with your mom, that's what's up. Or they say, you know what, we wasn't always like this. Them the testimonies you should be listening to. Like, how did y'all get to this point, you know? Some people never go through that. But those people grew up in a different time. They had different, you know, they didn't grow up struggling. They didn't grow up in survival mode. And some people just seemed different and wanted to do different. You know, I say we have a lot of educated people out here that are so educated, but their families are broken. Their families are so dysfunctional. Their families are so, you know, they're in a million pieces. But they can't educate themselves on making it work. They can't educate themselves on, you know, having forgiveness and moving on and building a better legacy. How? That would be amazing. So if you got something out of this podcast, I would like for you to leave me or drop me a couple of DMs. If you want to discuss this topic even further, you can drop me a DM. I am Virtuous Diva on Instagram. I really appreciate it. This, like I said, this is episode number one for 2024. There are more to come. I hope we can continue this conversation. I hope you got something out of it. Like I said, I'm never stepping on anybody's toes, but I'm talking about what's near and dear to me. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out.